At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So happy new year to all of you, because this is our first Trojan Sports Report of 2020. And with last week's snow day on Wednesday, that pushed our first episode back just 1 week. But nevertheless, we are excited to be back in studio with all of you. So there's been a lot going on within the athletics department since we left for the holiday break in December. So what I really want to do today is just give you an update on where we are at with all of our winter teams, where they currently stand in terms of their record and power ranking position, provide you guys with some recent scores, and then preview the upcoming week, and also share some important events that we have coming up in February as well. So then future shows, hopefully we can get back to interviewing coaches, some athletes, athletic trainers, and kind of keep you guys up to date on what's been going on within our department. So like I said, we're going to start off with just kind of giving you guys a recap of where we're at. And our first team up is varsity girls basketball. So the team currently has an overall record of 3-8 so far this season, and they've picked up wins over Waynesboro, Carlisle, and James Buchanan. And the team, though, even though they're only at 3-8, has been a lot more competitive in almost every single game this season, whether they're either tied going into the fourth quarter or possibly have a second half lead. So the team's playing a lot better, and hopefully as we kind of start the second half of this season in terms of conference play, they can pick up some of those wins where they fell just a little bit short in the first half. And so the team is currently ranked 19th in the 6A District 3 power rankings. Varsity boys basketball currently has an overall record of 9-4 with a Commonwealth Division record of 5-2. This past Monday evening, they defeated a good Harrisburg team on the road with a score of 42-28 in a game that was the Trojans' sixth win in a row over the Cougars. And so I need to do some checking with the history books, but that, I believe, continues to be a record for the boys program when it comes to wins over Harrisburg. So with that 9-4 record, the team currently is ranked 10th in the District 3 6A power rankings. So they continue to have a great season, continuing off what they did last year. Varsity wrestling is just another program that's continued its incredible success over the last few years this season, as the team has an overall record of 11-3. For power ranking purposes, though, the team record is 10-2, as one of the wins and losses that they got at the Southern Columbia Duels Tournament over the first weekend in January doesn't count towards postseason rankings, because those aren't PIAA teams they played. So the team last night, though, had a big match in the Cassius Auxiliary Gym, in which they fell just short to the number 2 ranked Central Dauphin Rams, 34-32. Which it was a great environment last night. The gym was loud, it was packed, and there was a lot of great wrestling for the fans to see. So hopefully we get another shot at Central Dauphin here in the team postseason dual tournament. The team also hosted the 6th annual Trojan Wars tournament over the break, in which Cassius hosted 49 high school teams and 30 junior high teams. As tournament host, the team finished 2nd overall in the team standings, which is a great accomplishment. And so with that 10-2 record, they are still currently ranked 4th in the District 3 AAA power rankings, and they have 2 very big dual matches next week, both at home, against Gettysburg on Wednesday, which is the number 1 ranked AAA team in District 3, and then on Thursday with Cumberland Valley, which is the number 9 ranked team in District 3. So come check those out next week, as there's going to be a lot of great wrestling going on here at Cassius. And then our other 2 winter teams, varsity boys swimming and varsity girls swimming. First for the boys, over the winter break, they finished 2nd at the Big Spring Bulldog Bash. And last week, they defeated Commonwealth foe Cumberland Valley 87-83 at the Chambersburg YMCA. And that's the 2nd time in the last 3 years that the boys team has defeated the Eagles. And so their dual meet record currently is 3-3 with wins over Carlisle, Cumberland Valley, and Central Dauphin. The girls team hasn't had much success in terms of dual meet wins this season, but is seeing a lot of individual success in the pool by a number of student athletes. And after last evening's home meet against Hershey, Coach Donnie Miller said this: Liz Terrazas and Chase Johnson both had terrific meets today. Terrazas won two races, Chase had two personal bests, and it continues to impress me with her determination and ability to compete. And Lane Redbaum also had some nice swims today. So that wraps up some highlight scores and where our teams currently stand in the playoff race as of today, the 15th. But if you want to check out our daily scores for our varsity teams, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics and on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, as we post our varsity score final scores every evening on those two mediums. So once again, please follow us and check us out on Instagram and Twitter. All right, so if you are just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and then also listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. if you can't listen in to the live show. So as we kind of wrap up today's show, I want to just take a look at the rest of this week and early next week with what events we have going on. So for today, Wednesday, January 15th, the freshman girls basketball team hosts Redland at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And then afterwards, the varsity and JV girls basketball team will host Mifflin County at 6 and 7:30 p.m. with JV first. And tonight is also their Pink Out event as they host their annual Play for the Cure night. So come on out and support them as they try to raise funds for a great cause. And then also tonight, our varsity and JV boys basketball team will travel to Mifflin County for a 6 p.m. JV start and 7:30 p.m. varsity. And just a reminder, there's no freshman boys game this evening. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 16th, we have several middle school events as the North boys and girls basketball teams take on James Buchanan. The boys are on the road with a 3:45 p.m. start, while the girls North team hosts James Buchanan starting at 4 p.m. at Kams North. And then our South teams will take on the Greencastle Antrim Blue Devils, with the boys team on the road at 4 and 5 p.m. and the girls hosting Greencastle at Kams South at 4 p.m. On Friday, January 17th, our freshman boys basketball team is home against State College at 4 p.m. The freshman girls basketball team travels to State College for a 5 p.m. start, and that is at the South High School gym. I know they're still going under a lot of renovations up there at State College, so just going to keep these locations in mind. Again, that freshman game is at the South High School gym. Varsity and JV boys basketball host State College at 6 and 7:30 in the Cassius Fieldhouse, while the varsity and JV girls basketball team travels to State College at 6 and 7:30 p.m. in the North High School gym. So don't get that confused with the South High School gym where the freshman team is playing. Indoor track and field travels to Mercersburg Academy for a 4 p.m. invitational. And then our North boys basketball team hosts State College at 4 and 5 p.m. at Kams North, while the North girls team travels to State College at 4 and 5 p.m. at Park Forest Middle School. Then on Saturday, January 18th, varsity wrestling travels to Escape the Rock at Council Rock North High School, where action will begin at 10 a.m. They will then continue wrestling on Sunday, January 19th, beginning at 9 a.m. But a couple more events on Saturday the 18th. Varsity boys and girls swimming will travel to the Big Spring Quad Meet, which begins at 11 a.m. Indoor track and field will travel to the Kevin Dare High School Invitational at Penn State University at 10 a.m. And then early next week, on Monday, there are no athletic events as we do not have school for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But on Tuesday, January 21st, we are back at it with freshman girls basketball hosting Mechanicsburg at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And then our middle school teams will play Waynesboro and James Buchanan. So our North basketball teams, the boys team travels to Waynesboro, or hosts Waynesboro rather, at Kams North at 4 and 5 p.m., while the girls travel to Waynesboro at 4 and 5 p.m. And then our South teams play James Buchanan, with the boys home at 4 and 5 p.m. at Kams South, and our girls team on the road at 3:45 p.m. So like I said, I know that's a lot of events. We post our daily schedules on Twitter and Instagram. We also post our weekly schedules on our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So if you want to check out our events, just visit those social media accounts and our website for the details. So we hope to see you all at many of these events later this week and early next week. But also in the meantime, we are preparing for our spring season, which officially begins on Monday, March 2nd. So if you are a parent or of a student athlete that will play or is interested in playing a spring sport, I encourage you guys to attend our spring parents meeting, which is Thursday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. So come out Thursday, February 20th and listen to our athletic administration, sports medicine staff, and coaches as we share a bunch of important information on the upcoming season. And once again, that's Thursday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. And then one other event coming up in February will be our Winter National Letter of Intent Ceremony, and that will take place on Wednesday, February 5th at 3:15 p.m. in the Cassius Library. Now, this Letter of Intent Ceremony historically has mainly been a football signing period day for Division I and II, but with the recent changes to the NCAA National Letter of Intent process, all sports except for Division I basketball may sign on that day as well instead of having to wait till April. So if you're interested in participating in that ceremony, and like I said, you don't want to wait until April to make your announcement, just stay tuned as we will make some announcements over the loudspeaker and things like that in the mornings at Cassius and CMS with information on how and when to sign up for that event. So like I said, I just wanted to recap where work teams are at, share with you some upcoming events, and then next week, hopefully we will get back at it with some interviews with coaches and sports medicine staff and some other important people. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. Like I said, for more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter, which is at CASD Athletics. Follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, and visit our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, January 22nd at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.